Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brand, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
Wait for my manager there for a minute and, you know, regroup, but then it just become excitement. You know, it's been a long drawn out process, which, you know, we didn't want, but it is what it is, and, you know, finally we've put an end to it, and, you know, future's secured out here at Parra.
But you wanted to be a one club player though, didn't you?
Yeah, look, that, ideally you'd want that, but, you know, like I said earlier, look, people change, things change, places change, and people move on. And, you know, I was lucky enough to be coached by Brad a couple of years ago. And funnily enough, I said to him, if you ever get a head coach's job, I'll, you know, I'd love to play under you, because I've got that most respect for him as a coach and a person. So 2 years later, here we are.
Can you sum up what the... Can you sum up, you know, what the problems were at Manly as you put that behind you now?
Oh, look, the place has changed. I'd been there since I was 13 years old, and look, I'd changed too. You know, it just wasn't the same place for me anymore. And to save any headache, I thought best thing for me is to probably walk away. And, you know, it was, at the time, I didn't realise I was, you know, taking a lot of the frustration home with me. And then when the offer came up to go to Parra, and my wife said to me, you know, look, do you spend another 3 years at Manly, or do you go to Parra and have a fresh start? Or do you come home for the next 3 years and be moody? Or so that was probably the tipping point for me, which was, you know, if footy ever become an issue and I was taking it home with me, then, you know, that's a perfect time to get out. And, you know, I'd rather my family be happy and me be happy at another club than, you know, be miserable and moody for another 3 years.
Because there were lots of rumours that you fell out with Jeff Toovey. I guess Manly fans want to know if that was the case.
Yeah, look, there's a million rumours floating around. It's a lot of them aren't true. Look, Toovey's is a great person. You know, he's done a great job in difficult times there. You know, he got handed a team, and, you know, there was, you know, left in shambles pretty much when Desi left. He had no staff, and he done a great job. And, you know, Toovey's always been a mate of mine. You know, I've known him for a long, long time, and things won't change. Although I'm playing under different colours now, I've got a lot of good mates in Manly. I've got a lot of the fans that have been out there that have supported me since I was a kid that I now call friends. They'll always be a part of me and part of my family, and, you know, I can't thank them enough for the support they've shown me over the years. You know, like I said, I didn't want this played out the way it was, but it did. But, you know, we can all move on now, and hopefully, you know, we can on to bigger and better things here at Parramatta.
They're pretty passionate fans, Manly. Any hecklers on the way here?
No. I was out of there pretty early. There was one guy yesterday when I stopped and get a coffee. He was in his Manly shirt, and he had a little jab. But look, people understand now that, you know, it's a business. As much as I would have loved to have been that one club player, and, you know, in 2 years I would have been, or next year I probably would have been the third player to never play 300 games for Manly. And at the end of the day, it just wasn't worth it. It was time for a new start. Time for me and my family to look in a new direction, and hopefully, you know, on the bigger and better things out here.
Do you feel like your legacy might be tainted at Manly, or are you contented how you've left?
Oh, look, there's a lot of stuff going around last year, and look, people will hopefully look back on my career and look at it, how many games I played and the premierships we won, and look at that. But, you know, like I said, I'm not going to be worried about that. I've moved on from that. You know, I'm here now, and, you know, like I said, I'm excited to be under Brad Arthur again, and I've met the boys, and there's some great people there, and, you know, put them together, and, you know, you already got a, you know, great start to the year. So we've got a good couple of weeks ahead of us training and getting to know everyone and finding my feet over here. So, you know, I'm excited about that.
Do you feel with Jared and Levy, do you feel this is a premiership winning side at all?
Yeah, look, I said to the boys last year when we played them, I said don't take these boys too lightly. You know, they're young kids, they run hard, they tackle hard, and, you know, that's a good thing about rugby league. If you've got the right attitude, you can go a long way in this game. And, you know, they've definitely got the right attitude under Brad. He's certainly got them in a position in 1 year where they were miles behind where they were the year before. So, look, they're just going to keep growing, and if I can be a part of that and help in any way, then, you know, I will. But, you know, I'll be here, and I'll be working my butt off like everyone else.
So when Jared Hayne leaves, do you have second thoughts about coming in?
when he left, or leaves. Is he still here? Is he still here? Is he? No, not at all. Look, at that stage, we were still contracted with Manly. Although there was all the speculation and that was thereabouts done, but at the moment, at that time, we were still contracted with Manly, and we were just waiting for the go-ahead to get here. At no stage did I think that I would be back at Manly just because of Jared, but was still sort of up in the air which way we're going then. But Jared didn't come into any of the thinking in my part. You know, I come here to play under Brad and the, his staff he's got under him and the players he's got under him, and you know, I'm excited for that.
Chuck, the another big issue in the game, Paul Gallen's situation. Do you have any thoughts on that? And are you afraid to speak? That's what's being reported, that his mates are afraid to stand up for it.
Oh, look. Yeah, I'd rather stay away from that subject. You know, it's a pretty touchy one at the moment. You know, I've got, as a friend, you know, Gal's a good mate of mine, and I'll leave it at that. You know, I've got the utmost respect for him as a friend, so I'll leave it at that.
Have you spoken to any of the boys from Manly since you made your decision?
Yeah, I texted a few of them yesterday. Rang my mum, rang my wife, rang my best mate. and when I spoke to them, they sort of knew it was coming. We hang out nearly every day. So I texted, you know, a few of the older blokes that were always around and just said, look, you know, it's going to come out tonight. Although they had an idea it was coming, it was... You know, still a bit of a shock. Stevie Maddow rang me and was still pretty shocked. But it was, you know, more sake for my well-being than anything else, than the shock of me leaving. He just wanted to know if I was all right with the decision I'd made and if my family was all right. And, you know, like I said, for a minute there, it was a big shock personally, but, you know, I'm excited. You know, I woke up at 5:30 this morning. I set the alarm for 6 and woke up at 5:30. So I got out here early and found the best route to get out here. And yeah, got a coffee and relaxed and just taking it all in right now.
How do you think it all feels?
Are you gonna leave the beaches?
Nah, I'll always be a beaches boy. I live on the beaches. My son goes to school on the beaches. I was raised on the beaches, although I was born just a suburb over. But look, I'll always be a Northern Beaches boy. You know, I'm going to be entrenched there for the rest of my life, even after I finish footy, hopefully. So look, I'll embrace everything I can about Para, the culture, how they do things, how they work, and if I can help along the way, then that'll be good. That's all I want to do.
It's inevitable you're going to be running out of Brookie at some stage, out of the visitors' change room. How do you think that's going to feel?
Yeah, look, it's going to feel weird. You know, I've thought about that a million times too over these last couple of weeks when it's all started becoming a bit more full on and getting the go-ahead. But look, I accepted the fact that when I played my last game at Brookie, that was going to be my last one, just with the way things were going. But yeah, as for being in the visitor sheds, I've had a few lunches in there, but never sat in there to play. So it'll be weird, no doubt. I'll probably be hiding in there. The first game, I'll be too scared to come out. But it'll be a sad day for me to go back there, but it'll be exciting back at the same time to see the reaction of, you know, of the fans, of the people, of my mates that I've got there, whether, you know, they boo me or cheer me.
What sort of reaction would you expect when you go back? Cheers, booze?
Oh, you're going to get a bit of both. I'm going to cop it, I've got no doubt about that. And, you know, I've accepted that fact. I'll cop it at most grounds. I think I've been booed off Brookie before. So, look, it's going to be sad and happy, I suppose, at the same time. I don't know how to explain it, but you know, it'll be exciting.
What about coming up against your old teammates?
Yeah, look, I already told Steve Maddow I won't be running at him if he doesn't run at me, so he can hit harder than anyone I've ever met in my life. But look, no doubt it's going to be weird. I don't know, you know, I've played there since I was 13 years old, development squad with Manly, and to only play for the one club would have been great, but it's not to be. So they're just going to have to be, when we play them, they're just another team to me, but look, they're always going to have a special place in my heart. You know, I've done some great things. I've met great people at that club, and that won't change a thing where I play.
So what, 4-year deal? So you'll almost break the record for most games, right?
I don't know. Like 300 next year, maybe. Couldn't. You do the math. I didn't go to school that long.
Is it something you're aspiring to, though?
Oh, look, it hasn't... hasn't really popped into my head. You know, I'm still a long way away. It's, you know, 4 years is a long time. It'll probably take me 4 years to get it and not miss any games, which would be very hard to do. So, look, I could have done it at Manly in a couple of years, but it just wasn't to be. You know, I'm excited about being here and trying to help the young kids and help them and guide them in a direction that, you know, is, you know, if we can take some of the winning culture we had at Manly and bring it over here with Brad and we can help together, it'll be great.
What about